Welcome to the Startup Addict Podcast. I'm Nick Swinburne. I've been starting companies for over 20 years now. I've had some big successes, like Zappos.com, and lots of failures. Regardless of the outcome, I'm still convinced there's nothing more addicting than trying to turn ideas into reality.
Welcome to the Startup Addict, episode 16.5. And today we're talking about Go! World Cup.
Dennis said he had something special planned, and now we know what it was.
So, I guess...
anything about the World Cup?
I guess losses. Surprising...
Losses? I thought we were talking about lessons from the
lessons
World Cup.
Lessons from losses of people losing the World Cup. I'm just on a...
A very formal pre-show meeting. We go through all the bullet points, ideas. Everyone's shared what we're going to talk about, and Dennis never pays attention.
Nope.
So the show comes starts, right and he just... End. Whatever the one thing he remembered... Today we're talking about losses.
Losses in the World Cup and dealing with it.
So,
Dennis, do you know what sport the World Cup is?
It is soccer.
Soccer.
Football. Yes.
All right. I played a little soccer. Did I was you? Named after a soccer player.
Yeah? I'm
very disappointed in my...
What was the soccer player's
Dennis.
Name?
Dennis something. Stewart. Dennis Stewart.
Yeah? And that's what it. Was the story?
Apparently he was a defender for the Cosmos, and my dad liked him and thought that I'm going to grow up to... Get a kid that plays soccer. He's really good. Never happened. Way too overweight as a kid. Kind of disappointing.
He's going to grow
a little
up.
Bit slow. Couldn't kick worth shit. But it was, and I tried. I tried for quite a few years.
What lessons did you learn from that?
But other than that, you were on your way.
I was on my way. I have the name though.
Are you sure it was Dennis Stewart?
I'm pretty sure it was Dennis Stewart.
Julio's the fact checker.
I'm looking for Dennis Stewart soccer. I know there's a...
Oh, it's
oh, this actor died in 94. That's not...
What is it like? It must have been in the 70s, right?
It was 70s, yeah. Well, hopefully before I was born, because it wouldn't make sense if unless my dad was a time traveler.
Stewart with a T?
I don't know. I don't know how you spell it.
I guess we did not have a complete pre-show meeting.
Nope, I'm not going to find it.
All right, keep looking.
So today in the World Cup, England lost to Belgium. So right now we're in the end of the group stages. Those are the final games. And the Sweet 16 starts, or the Round of 16 starts on...
I have no idea.
What day is today? Thursday. It starts on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're also taking a Startup Addict vacation, minus Dennis, who has not committed yet.
A lot of pressure on Dennis
We're going to Mexico. To be there for Mexico versus Brazil.
Brazil.
Oh, stand in a packed square and go crazy in a plaza like somewhere.
So much fun.
Wait, are we? I said yes to going, but so we're going to. Are we going to Zócalo? Is that where we're going? Is that the plaza you're talking about?
Or? What did you say?
Zócalo is a.
Is that Spanish?
Is it in Puerto Vallarta?
No.
Then no. Then no. What the heck? It's like saying like you're going to America and be like, hey, are we going to...
To Denver?
No, it's more like... Oh, it's a place.
It's a place. Zócalo is like a big plaza. I don't think it's in Puerto Rico.
Well, we'll reroute your flight.
You've got the internet right there. You can probably tell us where it is.
Okay, I see. Where is Zócalo?
What you should do is go paddleboarding before.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. The game starts at 9 a.m.
Perfect.
So we got to figure out... Where we're supposed to watch this thing fairly early in the morning.
Ponchos, probably.
Yeah, they don't open until 5 or
13. Well, that sounds like fun.
It's not too late. You've still got a couple days to figure this out.
I'll have to call in sick and...
Way to announce that.
Really blowing your cover now. Dennis, you're not looking so good.
Yeah. All right, so World Cup lessons.
Yes.
Other than the ones we're about to learn. Who wants to go first? Anyone got a World Cup lesson?
I think the biggest lesson from any game, and especially these games, is that you have to play all the way through. You know, you see a lot of these teams just peter out, and you think it's been 4 years. Most of these guys, it's their dream to make it to the World Cup, and it's that 90 minutes, right? You have to give it your all, and you see them slow down or give up, and even when they're down, and you just think there's lots of games they're going to play throughout their lives where I think they can give up, but like this is the one time, especially for all of these guys, right? This has been their dream, and just succeeding at this, I think it's just, even if your team is losing, you're giving your all, and I think you see it a lot, but there's been a couple times even in these games to start, where I've just, you're just like, come on, man. This is no, there's no way to lose your cool or slow down or get red carded out. Like, what did you do? Keep your cool.
It's the same business. It's frustrating. There's some projects where, you know, you look back and you realize we didn't give it our all. We didn't try every little thing, or we didn't focus, or we didn't do that. So that was a good lesson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go down swinging.
Yeah.
You're going to go down.
Well, or at least go down with max effort.
Right.
Maximum effort.
Try everything possible.
You can say you gave it your all.
It's like in the, when Germany was eliminated, obviously we were all rooting for South Korea to win because we wanted Mexico to advance, and Mexico was already losing basically to Sweden. And there was a South Korean guy who got the ball, dribbled around. He was right in the fucking middle of the box, like right in front of the goal, and he just couldn't. Sometimes you see it where they just can't get the ball on their foot, like it just, there's a guy in the way, or their first touch is too long. This was just like he just couldn't seem to decide if he should just shoot it or keep juking the guy, or he just wasn't aware of the fact that he was right in front of the goal and he could have shot it, and he probably thought he had to get, you know, it was probably like a weird feeling. But that would be frustrating too, but the lesson there is when you got a chance, you have to take it.
Yeah.
You can't, all chances aren't equal. You can't always be like, you know, if you think of an opportunity or you see an opportunity or you get introduced to someone, you have a job interview or something, you can't always be like, oh, I'll get that chance again.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you got to pounce on that opportunity when you get it.
Speaking of Germany, laying a huge egg.
Mm. Yeah.
All the talent in the world on that team, man. Huge amount of talent, and they just fucked it all up.
What's the lesson? The lesson is
even if you have like super duper amounts of talent, it doesn't necessarily translate into winning on the field, or in this case, business. I mean, you can have some more talented employees or more talented leaders, but unless you stick to the plan or actually have a plan, because sometimes it felt like they were playing without one.
It almost felt like there was some instance of them that they just thought they were going to win, right? Like their bravado on the field were the best in the world, and I mean we see that a lot in any given place you go into or a business that you frequent, you see a little bit of that. But I think that like they're the typical, in my mind, that Germany story is that typical, like they. Even when they were losing, I still think in their head they couldn't, like the looks on their faces, like, what's happening to us? Right? How is this happening to
Who
us?
Who are you? Right? Why,
like,
am I here?
How are we possibly losing to? I think there's another lesson for South Korea, right? They had no chance of going any further winning that game.
True.
Yesterday, right? They played their hearts out. They played great. They just looked awesome, right, on the field. But
they were out. Their reward was just beating Germany.
Yeah. What a reward.
Yeah, so working
free,
hard.
Free Mexican food for the rest of their lives.
That is like true. Those guys can go to any Mexican restaurant and get hooked up at any time.
When the Mexican fans went to like the Korean, what's it called, consulate, whatever, and they were like, the guy walked out like, what's going on here? And they were making him take tequila shots. Yeah. Trying to take pictures with him.
Yeah, people started making a Korean flag mixed with the colors of Mexico.
Well, I have a lot of friends who went to a Korean barbecue restaurant last night just to, to give thanks. I'm serious. Awesome. They were like, oh, let's go here.
Only the World Cup can do that.
I think the other lesson is just sometimes you lose, right? Like all these teams, by and large, obviously there's some maybe don't give max effort or these other things, but normally in the World Cup, it's the chance of a lifetime for everyone. And everyone, both sides are playing as hard as they can. They've trained as hard as they can. And one team just wins and one team loses. So I always think that's, you know, it's obviously you see how excited the winner is, but then you see the losers who are like, they put so much into it and they just didn't win. Sometimes it's not because anything you did, it's just someone else did it better. Sometimes, obviously, someone makes a mistake, which is even harder to watch when someone realizes they let their whole country down by making a mistake.
Well, think about those guys from the guys from Senegal, right? They got the same amount. All the tiebreakers went down to the fair play thing, which turned out to be two yellow cards. Can you imagine those guys who got a couple yellow cards and went down the line and they're like, oh, what?
Yeah, so Senegal, what was it? Senegal, Colombia advanced because of them, right?
Negative. Japan did.
So Japan and Senegal were... They had the same number of points after three games.
Goal differential was the same.
So they went to the tiebreaker, and Senegal had their players had gotten more yellow cards during those three games. And that's how they decided who lost. So in that case, you didn't even you know, then you're sitting there going, it's not fair. It's not like, it's not fair. It's not fair. We didn't, you know, that's a stupid rule. We only lost because of that. It's like, no, the reason you lost is because you didn't, you had a chance to get 9 points and you got 4 points. And then because you only got 4 points, you put yourself in a position where some rule could mess you up. So I guess it's the same lesson in business. Like, you got to take all the opportunities, not of some of them, because the more opportunities you take, then you don't have to worry about, you know, leaving anything up to chance or some random event coming in and ruining it all at the end if you had it all, all your eggs
Koreans
in one basket.
Beating some Germans. No.
Yeah.
Go out and make a Korean friend today.
I don't know.
Hey, James, if you're listening, you got to be ecstatic.
Got a bunch of New Mexican friends.
Now, Dennis, everyone's kind of said a lesson they learned during the World Cup. The lesson so far from our conversations, the lesson you learned was you were supporting Italy by eating Italian food every day.
But every single day.
Italy didn't make the World Cup.
Make the World Cup.
They didn't. So what else have you learned?
What else have I learned?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pay attention to everything in case it pops up on a podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. You got to double down on your reading and watching of sports.
When the whole world's watching something, watch it.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I just think it's I don't know, the World Cup's always been something that I enjoy watching when I can. I mean, you know, I actually go to work and I can't sit in front of a TV, but
we're working too.
Jeez.
Ouch.
Pretty sure you're not at work.
I literally was watching on a construction site.
I'm pretty sure you're
with
not
a little thing and I'm trying to drill and looking at stuff, but
you're at work. Is that how you I doubt you're at work at 7 a.m.
I was actually. I was in Fresno. I woke up. I didn't want to be at the hotel room at 5. So I was like, this place is gross. I slept with my socks on. I was thinking about sleeping with my shoes on. And then I just got up at 5:30. I'm out of here. And I left. And I drove around to the site open at 6. And I went to work.
Nice.
So anyway. But no, it's just the hard work that a lot of these players do to get to that point, to the World Cup. And then, you know, succeeding in it and losing in it, it's... You know, it's admirable to it, but it's reflective of, I guess, business or the way things are. You know, you could make a lot of effort, things cannot go your way, you can get yellow cards, but you just gotta accept your fate.
Yeah.
And wait 4 years until you can go back.
Exactly.
I guess you also got the other lesson is you gotta try as hard as you can, you gotta be as aggressive as you can. You're basically doing everything to beat the other person or the other team. But then when you win or lose, you got to be respectful because the next game, you could be on the winning side or the losing side. So you rarely see, you know, you don't see many people like showing each other up after the game or rubbing it in. The sportsmanship overall is pretty good. Like,
well, they switch their exchange their jerseys, right?
Yeah. They battle as hard as they can. And then afterwards, they, you know, kind of show some respect to each other. And so I guess that applies to business, too. Like you don't want to be gloating and, you know, feeling too good about yourself because things could always... change.
Yeah. I think those are good lessons.
I think so.
All right.
I think that wraps up our 16-5.
Wait, I didn't watch today's game, the Belgium-England.
Oh my God.
Was that a good game?
I was closing
it
out.
It was pretty good. You guys just they both played quite a few subs.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they're both through, so there was a sort of a feeling of like, let's not do anything crazy.
Yeah. Wouldn't you rather play Japan than Colombia?
So, yeah, so you'd rather... I wanted England to try to win because I thought... You'd rather play Japan than Colombia, but then but the bracket that Colombia is in is easier because the Japan bracket has the winner of that game plays the winner of Mexico, Brazil, and then the winner of the
Argentina's in that bracket, France is in that bracket.
Yeah, so it's a tough bracket. So apparently, being second place was best if you can get past the next game, which is now against Colombia.
You get to rest an extra day too.
Yeah,
England gets to rest an extra day.
Harry Kane, Golden Boot,
back. We lost today.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
You're bummed out. When England lost?
No, because they were already through. So either way, they were.
Yeah, but...
They were in.
Okay.
I mean, I wasn't as ecstatic as I could have been.
But yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Tomorrow night, we've got... If you're listening to this on Friday, we've got Speed Quarters.
Yes.
Ooh.
It's not too late to sign up. Speedquarters.com. We switched from a team format to an individual format. So you just need one person.
What?
Oh, yeah, Dennis, you're not on our team anymore. You're on your own.
I remember for himself, Dennis.
You're on Team Dennis. Yes. I'll tell you that.
Oh, thanks.
Anyways.
I have my dragon face paint and shit ready.
You can still be a dragon.
Just be like Dennis the Dragon
yeah.
Rodriguez.
Speedquarters.com. That's on Saturday. And then Monday, we'll be
You'll be in Mexico.
Yeah.
We'll be broadcasting live from...
generating content for our next episode.
That's some serious content.
So anyways, thanks for listening. Dennis is confused because he was trying to do the closing, and now I've just steered it away.
Go ahead. Might as well finish
it up. You can follow us at The Startup Addict on Instagram.
Yep.
TheStartupAddict.com. You can find all the links to different ways to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And...
YouTube.
If you're on YouTube, well, you just type in The Startup.
God forbid we get our own URL now.
And eventually...
I tried the other day, too, and that didn't work.
Eventually we'll do it. Julio tried to create a whole bunch of fake accounts, and it didn't work.
Wait, how close are we? Are we close?
I'll tell you right now.
Well, last time we checked, we went farther away, so maybe we shouldn't ask.
Yeah. No, we got one.
Keep the faith.
All right, here we go.
I'm going to have to edit all this out. But
No, this is good.
Yeah, he'll be like, it was 75.
This goes out tomorrow, so Julio, this it's is going this as is.
What did I say last time?
This is riveting right now.
What did I say last time?
Last time we went, whatever it was, we went two backwards.
Yeah.
We need 58 more.
All right, so as soon as
we went 58 backwards?
Like no, we went forward.
Yeah.
We went forward.
It sounds like we've gotten about 14 subscribers.
Yes.
Since last time we spoke about this. Guys, so we appreciate
that,
everyone.
This is my World Cup dream, guys.
Thank you, Julio Lara, H-O-O-L-I-O, Lara, Julio Lara 2, Julio Lara 4, Julio Lara Triple X,
Julio Lara Watches,
yeah.
Swaggy
Thank you. Thank you for all those aliases. Swaggy Julio. All right. See you later.
Goodbye.